This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. The Kodiak Aleutic Sugpiaq Reparation Commission has been working for years to recover artifacts and human remains of the community's ancestors. KMXT's Kavitha George spoke to descendants about the decades-long struggle and their hope for the future.
For at least 7,000 years, the Aleutic or Sugpiaq people have lived across the Kodiak Archipelago, stretching from the Alaska Peninsula up to Kachemak Bay and beyond. Margaret Roberts is a slight woman in her 70s, standing about 5 feet tall in the nearby Aleutic Museum.
When I was growing up, we didn't have anything. We just didn't. So much was taken away from Kodiak Island. And many of our elders had a lot of hurt inside of them because of what they had endured.
Despite her small stature, Roberts is a commanding presence here. She's chair of the Aleutic Heritage Foundation, which is working to get these items back, and not just things. In a sometimes emotional speech, she tells the story of two young girls, 11 and 13, who were relocated from nearby Woody Island to the Carlisle Indian Boarding School in Pennsylvania. They both died there. It's a personal story. One of the girls, she says, was a relative.
We need to bring them home. Honor, love, and respect for all they suffered, and rebury them home again on Kodiak Island.
As recently as the last century, archaeologists would also excavate Alaska Native graves, often without the consent of tribes. Some did it in the name of trying to preserve what they feared was a vanishing culture. But well-meaning or not, the result was thousands of people's ancestors put on a shelf or displayed in cases for museum visitors to gawk at. Passage of legislation in 1990 was an attempt to remedy those wrongs. It directs all federally funded organizations to return the human remains and sacred objects of Native Americans to their original communities. But it's been decades since the struggle began to repatriate cultural artifacts and ancestor remains. At one time, the community was working to repatriate the remains of hundreds of individuals at once. With the remains from more than 1,200 people recovered so far, now it can be more focused, sometimes working on recovering a single bone from a museum or university collection. The goal is to give respect to the ancestors, to bring them home to a final resting place with decency. As this work continues, the newly built Ancestors Park in downtown Kodiak will serve as a reminder of the importance of protecting the archipelago's heritage. In Kodiak, I'm Kavitha George.
You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krause.